Johnson Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Yes, all of these storms are helping to fix California's long and deep drought, but with storm after storm hitting the state, Governor Gavin Newsom warns there's more coming straight into Tuesday, posing serious threats: flooding, rising rivers, mudslides.
These floods are deadly and have now turned to be more deadly than even the wildfires here in the state of California.
Thousands have lost power in California's capital of Sacramento. As for specifics of what Northern California can expect from the latest overhead river, CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
For the Central Coast on up through the Bay Area and further north, this is going to be a very impactful 12 to 18 hours. We have a break Monday evening into Tuesday morning, and then another round of that atmospheric river comes in to deliver more rain.
Britain's Prince Harry has traded royal life for California. In a new book just out, he supplies details about the workings of the royal family, including his sometimes contentious relationship with his brother William, the likely future king.
My brother and I love each other. I love him deeply. There has been a lot of pain between the two of us, especially the last 6 years. None of anything that I've written and anything I've included is ever intended to hurt my family.
That on CBS's 60 Minutes. President Biden is now at a summit of North American leaders. And from Mexico City, CBS News contributor Enrique Acevedo tells us some of what is on the agenda.
Trade, energy, the environment, but most importantly, security cooperation, which has been at an all-time low since President López Obrador took office in 2018. That seems to be changing. Just last week, Mexican forces arrested Ovidio Guzman, the son of El Chapo Guzman. He has an extradition order to the U.S. in connection to his role in the production and distribution of the dangerous drug fentanyl, which has caused hundreds of thousands of deaths in the U.S.
Now, before that, Mr. Biden was in the border city of El Paso, Texas, checking that surge of migrants arriving there daily. He spoke with some of the people helping the migrants with food and shelter.
I know you have people every day, but I'm trying to get a sense of the flow, the average.
On average, I would say 300 to 400.
Correct.
The Republican governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, handed Mr. Biden a letter saying he's failed to enforce federal immigration laws, reminiscent of the riot at the U.S. Capitol 2 years ago in Brazil.
Supporters of former far-right President Jair Bolsonaro refused to accept his election defeat. They broke through barricades and battled police in the capital, Brasilia. They even demanded the military oust the new democratically elected president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva.
Correspondent Jerika Duncan. From the Mideast, word just coming in of a cargo vessel running aground at the Suez Canal. Unclear yet how big a problem that is. This is CBS.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. Call 800-278-7455. That's 800-278-7455.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect. And when we do, we make things better. At Child Fund, we connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Together, we co-create connections that help millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, January 9th. In Wood County, the Public Safety Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. The Wood County Veterans Service Commission will meet at 1 p.m. at the courthouse. The Wisconsin Rapids Planning Commission meeting will take place at 4 p.m. at City Hall. The City of Stevens Point Board of Water and Sewerage Commissioners will meet at 12 p.m. The Airport Commission Agenda meeting will take place at 12:30 p.m. The Transportation Commission will meet at 4:45 p.m. The Personnel Committee will meet at 6 p.m. and the Public Policy and General Government meeting will also take place at 6 p.m. The Board of Public Works will meet at 6:05 p.m. The Portage County Finance Committee will meet at 4:30 p.m. The Adams County Health and Human Services meeting will take place from 4 to 5:30 p.m. And the City of Adams Personnel Committee will meet from 4:45 to 6. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 14, overnight under cloudy skies, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, highs level off around 31. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night, lows around 24. Low 30s Tuesday, turning warmer on Wednesday with highs in the mid 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 14.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. My life's song, through the moonlight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Your Democrat colleague, Cori Bush, attacked you online in a tweet. She calls you a prop for upholding white supremacy. I'd like you to take this opportunity to respond to that, sir.
Well, I mean, first of all, I thought it was just blatantly outrageous. That sucked, man, to be honest with you, man. I'm sorry. I feel, you know, bad that she really put that out there, because, you know, if you see a black man rising, I mean, let the man rise.
Huh. That would be Byron Donalds.
Who's lost the speaker vote?
Yeah. Yes. I Googled. It was in 2000. He pled guilty to a felony bribery charge as part of a scheme to defraud a bank. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm sure some people have no thoughts on this, but we'll just look.
Or his biscuit making abilities.
No. I'm not going to comment on biscuits. Hi, Frangela. We've replaced Herschel Walker with some Byron Donalds crystals. Let's watch the fun. Okay.
Let me tell you what the problem with Mr. Shiny Biscuits is.
Yes, Lord.
There are friends. We discovered this gorgeous week.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
By the way, Happy New Year. Yes. Okay. Yes. Apparently, it is the year of the biscuit maker.
Yes. It is. Let me tell you something. You know, you thought that you were done with the GOP using black bodies when Herschel Walker lost.
Yes.
But nay, they're gonna pull out 2-3 black people out their behinds every day.
Yeah.
We got to bet there's two more black Republicans left, two more tokens left that they can use. And we're trying to see which one's coming out next. Is it going to be Wesley Hunt or Burgess Owens? Which one's coming out next? Because I want to make sure I got the right tap dance shoes on, because they each have a different style.
Cori Bush said, and she's dead on, she said he is a prop. Despite being black, he supports a policy agenda intent on upholding and perpetuating white supremacy. His name being in the mix is not progress. It's pathetic.
It is pathetic. It's an insult to Hakeem Jeffries. It's an insult to Kevin McCarthy. Because what those white people who put him forth are really saying... What they're really saying is, I would rather vote for a Negro than you, Kevin McCarthy. And watch me.
Yeah.
And any Negro will do, because then what do they do? What does the McCarthy camp do? They respond with, well, we've got a token too. And who nominates Kevin McCarthy the very next day is another token.
Yeah.
And oh, which
douchebag was like, we could have had a black speaker. And Hakeem Jeffries is like, by the way, we have a number for how many times a black man's got to lose or has got to win and still not win. 11 times. Hakeem Jeffries has won 11 times.
We've got all of this, Stephanie. The one you're talking about is number 11. And the token who came out for McCarthy are 9 and 10.
Oh, Dan Bishop. Yes, that's the douchebag.
11?
Pardon me.
11.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
For what purpose does the gentleman from North Carolina rise?
Madam Clerk, I rise to place in nomination the name of Byron Donald for Florida.
The gentleman is recognized.
Yesterday, we could have elected the first black Speaker of the United States House of Representatives.
Wait. Listen, Democrats. Listen, Democrats.
Bring it.
Hakeem.
The Democrats are chanting Hakeem.
Yes, okay. Exactly. Yes, Chip Roy, who was not a putt-putt, but I just assumed it was in Texas, he said, we do not seek to judge people by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. So he had the nerve to put Martin Luther King in his mouth.
Yes, I know. After saying, let me put forward this black person. It's absolutely, and then they had John James, they trot his booty out to nominate McCarthy the next day. They're like, ha, we'll see your token, Negro, with our own token.
Oh, we have him.
Oh, okay.
9 and 10.
9 and 10. 9, please. Thanks so much.
Here we go.
All right, then.
Yesterday, we experienced very briefly our first win.
It's a vote to adjourn.
It's a small victory. It was a small victory, but didn't it feel good?
They're just really
bag of D's. People voting to get away from you, affirmatively voting to get away from you, is not a victory.
We give up.
And people voting so that you're not embarrassed anymore. Yeah. It's not
because they want to go home. They sick of losing. They know that all that's going to happen is they're going to keep losing.
Yeah.
And they're tired. That's like being like, hey, everybody left my birthday party. I won. No.
But also, this is like the least rousing nomination speech ever. Like, we had a small victory yesterday. And then he says, well, 10.
Oh, yeah, 10. Here we go. Okay. Same guy. Same douche. John James.
Well, I'm a Lions fan. And I'm right. Look. I'm well acquainted with snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. Y'all, we need to learn how to win. We need to learn how to take a victory. And by Kevin McCarthy's leadership, he's given us victories on rules. He's given us victories on keeping costs down. He's given us victories with winning a majority back. I'm so proud to be a part of majority-making class. And he's earned my trust. And hopefully he'll earn your trust.
Whatever. Dear Jesus. What a hot mess. What a hot mess this party is. And apparently Kevin McCarthy just said they're going to go all weekend. If they don't get a speaker today, they're going to keep going.
Let me tell you about white privilege. Let's talk about what white privilege really means. Because what it means is you can't tell this white man that he can't have this job.
That's right.
They have told him 11 times. But what he is saying repeatedly is, no, I am a white man. I understand and hear me. I will destroy this job before I will let you not give it to me.
Yeah.
That is where we are at.
Yeah.
That you can't fire white people. And you can't even tell them you won't hire them.
Yeah.
You're
right. It's another version of Trump. I will burn this country to the ground.
The American
people told him no by millions of votes. And he's just like, nope, going to burn it to the ground.
This is what I don't understand. 90% isn't the full amount. And let me tell you something. I don't care you can go an eon of voting. And 90% will never get you to 218. Let's talk about the word never. We have some people who are saying, I will never. Now understand what the word never means. It is a permanent no.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
As long as you remain Kevin, they ain't voting for Kevin.
Right.
And if Kevin can't hear that, we all need to, let me send him a journal. It's my new charity, Journals for America. I'm going to send Kevin a journal with a really nice, a cute pen. I think he'd like one with something on top, like a little fluffy thing or something on top.
Yeah.
He's journaling. It's a, you know, I'm just saying, it's something that you often recommended. Yeah. Okay. All right. The actual speaker, if you're counting the, you know, votes, Hakeem Jeffries.
This is day three of the Republicans not being able to organize themselves in a manner that allows the Congress to move forward in order to get the business of the American people done. House Democrats are ready, willing, and able to get to work on behalf of the American people. But we need a willing partner on the other side of the aisle. It's my hope that today the House Republicans will stop the bickering, stop the backbiting, and stop the backstabbing of each other so we can have the back of the American people. That's what we were elected to do. That is what Congress should be doing.
I don't know what more evidence we need. We only have one governing party in this country. On the anniversary of January 6th, they're continuing the insurrection. They are still terrorists. They will burn this country down. They are not going to compromise. I don't know what more evidence. I mean, the fact that people voted for these people is still stunning.
But, you know, they won through gerrymandering. I mean, the slim majority they have is basically mostly due to gerrymandering, you know. But even without that, for me, the image of whenever the reports, because they're trying to act like something's happening, right? So they're like, we think, you know, it sounds like things might be closer, some indications they might be closer to a deal. But when the camera's on, Pramila Jayapal sitting and chatting with Matt Gaetz, I know that nothing's changed.
Right.
That tells me that there's no negotiation that they have given in on, because they just chatting. Right. Which means she's like, they're not going anywhere, and I salute them for it in this way. This is the party. How they function. This is the most honest thing they've done.
Yeah.
Right. And here's the thing. The camera is on, and we can see them. We see how the GOP functions. And this is what I don't understand. It's killing me. Why are insurrectionists mad at insurrection?
For insurrection.
Yeah.
For insurrecting.
Yeah. Why don't we get lip readers too? What is up with MSNBC and CNN not getting lip readers? Get lip readers. Why are we sitting here?
I love the picture of George Santos is like pointing up at something and Marjorie Taylor Greene is next to him and then Jim Jordan's behind them. That just like someone's like, that's the space lasers and Marjorie Taylor.
Yeah.
And Santos is like, I invented them. And Jim Jordan's like, I didn't see anything. I mean, what are they talking about? It's, Oh, George Santos was spotted wearing a fake Cartier watch. What are the chances something would be fake?
Has it been confirmed that it's a fake watch? I think I saw that we don't know that
it's
fake.
We don't know fake. If it's a fake.
Yeah.
We don't, don't know.
Okay.
Well.
But it's George Santos.
Odds are.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I am here for George Santos. George Santos is the proper Trump baby. He is a liar. He has lied about every single thing, every aspect about himself.
Yeah.
But what Trump has taught us is that is okay in the GOP.
Yeah.
That is what they vote for. That is what they long for. That's their baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's right in line.
I know. We were saying and they're still using the word embellishing. No. Embellishing is, fudging a little bit, not making out up every single thing about yourself, right?
Yeah, see, I don't know why we're so afraid of the word lie. He lied. It's fraud. He lied about everything. And what I keep waiting for, what I think he's looking for, if you notice the panic in George Santos' eyes, he's not leaving that room because he thinks the Brazilian people can't arrest him in it. That's the only thing. He's not leaving that room. Let him find out. Looking for him. He's out.
He's seen whatever school he did or didn't go to. He's read Lord of the Flies. He knows that he's Piggy. I mean, he knows how this ends. So,
glasses and all.
Yes, exactly. Yep. All right, 18 minutes after the hour.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
I sent them as a thank you gift. Yep. There's no one that doesn't freak out and love getting cozy or sheets or pajamas. And how about the new premium waffle bath collection? Ooh, bath towels, etc. All made with 100% viscose from bamboo. It means they are so soft, so luxurious. You just drift off to sleep. do yourself a favor. Start the new year. Give yourself the gift of a perfect night's sleep with the softest bedding, the softest jammies you will ever find. Go to CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie at checkout. Save 35%. Whether it's their best-selling luxury sheets, ultra-comfortable loungewear, or premium waffle bath collection, you are going to love shopping at Cozy Earth or gifting from there. Go to check out their limited edition linen collection as well. CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie to save 35%.
A beautifully wrapped, glossy, sweet-smelling show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You can have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
It should, bud. Oh, there's the bell.
Oh, Wildfire just charged out of that corner like a wildfire.
Yeah, but it can't seem to get anywhere near House.
That's because House is landscaped with water-retaining plants, which help keep Wildfire at a safe distance.
And, bud, check out how Wildfire's punches seem to roll off that treated shingle roof.
Holy smokes, Lou! Wildfire is wearing out like a cheap suit. Oh, Wildfire is down!
Down and out.
Can your house win a fight with wildfire? Visit firewise.org to find out how you can help make your home more defensible against wildfires. That's firewise.org, a public service brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Stone.
Stephanie Miller.
I get delirious whenever you're near. Lose all self-control, baby, just be still. I get delirious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we were due for some good news. Damar Hamlin's breathing tube was removed overnight, and yep. He spoke to his team via FaceTime, the Buffalo Bills say. Frangela, we've talked a few times, but my hometown, man, this year between this racist Tops supermarket, which is my supermarket, the Tops mm-hmm. supermarket shooting, and then the number of people that died in this blizzard, and now Lamar Hamlin tragedy. But so that's, you know, that was at least some, you know, some hopeful news. But I was saying yesterday, I think we've talked about this before, that I've always loved watching football. I've just gotten increasingly uncomfortable with you know, watching people break their bodies for our entertainment pleasure
and for money. And you know, it's hard. You know, I was telling my husband, I was very proud of those men, because for the first time ever, when somebody has been knocked out that hard on the field, they did not continue the game.
That's right.
They admitted to the trauma, the fear, the being traumatized. They didn't continue, you know, and that makes, just that made me feel like these people aren't slaves.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and also, it wasn't the NFL. It was the players. And
it was the players.
Yeah.
The NFL wanted to continue the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why I'm like, when they started seeing the football commissioner, it was unusual for them to pull. I was like, they didn't stop the game. The players stopped the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if the players had just gone back to the, if they'd gone to the sideline like normal, they would have continued that game. But the fact is, we do have to all ask ourselves as a nation why we are allowing this sport to continue this way.
Yeah.
You know, why we are allowing something that we know 100% of the people who play will have CTE. That
Thank you. We just suffered through the Herschel Walker campaign. We're like, that guy's brains are scrambled eggs, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, and it just we continue to deny the reality of it is, anyway, I don't know if this will change things. I hope so, you know, but I don't know how you can change things in a way that they do not continue to break their bodies. Do you?
Yeah, I've heard some suggestions. One suggestion I heard was, like, you don't, I guess, see this level of injury in rugby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I've heard people suggest get rid of the helmets and the pads.
Oh.
That if you get rid of those things, people don't hit as hard. Like, like, now I know that to me sounds a little like, what? But also, all of that gear is about that increase in power and all that.
Doing
and maybe
damage.
The absence of it would change how it gets played. And it seems dangerous to me. That's the only thing I've heard. But from my point of view, if this were any other product, they would have discontinued it. It'd be illegal.
Absolutely. And here's the thing.
So Angela V. Shelton is suggesting if they go without cups, they will just gentle down in a hurry.
Yes.
Okay. But I don't know.
Yeah. Ask Kevin McCarthy how many times you can get kicked in the right and still walk upright.
Score, Stephanie! Boom!
Sorry, Francis. What were you saying? Didn't mean to.
No, you know, when you hear these young men talk about this sport, they talk about being locked in. They talk about it in terms of war, you know? Yeah. They talk about it because it is combat.
Yeah.
You know? And we're sending, for money, people into combat for our entertainment.
Yeah. It's like the gladiators, exactly. Kevin in D.C., you're on with Frangela. Hello.
Good morning, everybody, and good morning, Frangela.
Good morning.
And, you know, another, it's fake, but a sport like wrestling where they have theme music for the people when they come on, mm-hmm. The Rock, Hogan, all of them, they should do that for the GOP, only have the Ringling Brothers, Barnaby Bailey Circus music.
Right, but we were saying that's unfair to circuses, because circuses have a ringleader. They can't even decide.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true. They are well organized.
Yeah. Annie in North Carolina. Frangela.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Light the lamp.
Go the way down.
touchdown, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Let's face it. Life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Wausau East High School greeted their 45 returning Northwoods Band members with a surprise pep rally. The Northwoods Band performed at the Rose Bowl Parade on January 2nd, with millions watching across the country. Band members were pleasantly surprised to learn how many back home were watching and cheering them on as well. Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg declared that Northwoods Marching Band Pride Week will be honored December 30th through January 5th. The four candidates for the Wisconsin Supreme Court election will take part in a forum hosted by WisPolitics on Monday, January 9th. The forum will take place at the Monona Terrace Convention Center in Madison. The doors will open at 11:30 a.m. and the program will start at noon. The event is free and open to the public, but you will need to register. Water, coffee, tea, and cookies will be served. The primary election will take place on February 21st. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 14, overnight under cloudy skies, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, highs level off around 31. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night, lows around 24. Low 30s Tuesday, turning warmer on Wednesday with highs in the mid 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 14.
Representative Catherine Clark went on to say as well, Representative Catherine Clark.
Kevin McCarthy is now being held hostage to his own...
No, 14. Yes. Catherine Clark, okay. Yes.
When we defended our democracy 2 years ago tomorrow from a tyrannical president following the January 6th insurrection, they said no. House Democrats will stand together. We will stand for the American people. It is our job and our responsibility to elect a speaker who stands with them, and with great pride, I nominate Hakeem Jeffries.
Hakeem.
Can I tell you, Stephanie?
Yes.
The amount of black joy for days. C-SPAN was on in my house on every channel. Every time they yelled Hakeem Jeffries, I would scream. My husband told me, Francis, you've got to calm down. And I told him I won't. I shan't. You can't make me. You can't make it. You can't break me from this.
No.
This is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life.
I'm telling you, it is the devil can't take my joy today.
Yeah, that's right. Wouldn't that be amazing? Because God knows what's going to happen now. If somehow he does become speaker, it would just be, God. Maybe Brazil will get George Santos.
Mm-hmm.
Ali Alexander will get Marjorie Taylor Greene arrested. Yeah. We'll take over the majority.
In this way, Garrett Hicks said it, and he said it best. He was like, look, this Republican Congress, they could mess up through bad math.
Yes.
Like, they could be sitting there. Yeah. He's like, I could see that happening. They're not going to negotiate and let Hakeem. They're not going to do that. Because almost half of them wanted to destroy the government and are stone cold racist. He's like, but they could mess up on their math, have too many people out the room, and he could end up being speaker that way.
Well, yes, that's what. Thank you. That was the story I was just about to. Republicans worried about even more chaos, really.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Members could miss upcoming speaker votes. Political reporting, another monkey wrench could be on the horizon for Republicans. Member absences, growing GOP chatter concern among some GOP members who may have to miss the speakership vote if it keeps dragging out due to various circumstances, specifically three Republican members who have personal matters to attend to, Representative Kevin Hearn, whose mother passed away, Representative Wesley Hunt, whose wife just gave birth, Representative Roger Williams, who has an unspecified family matter. Republicans are also missing one member now, Representative Ken Buck, who missed the ninth ballot after traveling back to his state for a planned non-emergency medical procedure. So, Angela, you're right. Who knows as this goes on and on?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's when you make one little mistake in math and that vote gets called.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you told me to notify you if there are some whores up in this house.
Yes. Always.
And Ali Alexander, do we have it? 25. This is my favorite in the big bag of rats stack this week. This would be him talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I will not suffer this harlot. I will not be taught vows and loyalty, commitment from a whore. You have got me mistaken for some damn fool, and a fool, Ali Alexander, has never been called. In the coming days, I'm going to reveal that Marjorie Taylor Greene, in my summation and the summation of lawyers, committed a crime.
Oh.
That crime is going to be handed to the state of Georgia. And the state of Georgia will decide whether they adjudicate that crime or not.
Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats. All completely awful.
Whore!
Who are these whores?
I'm clutching my pearls. It's upsetting.
You agree with Ali Alexander for a moment there.
You know what? There's going to be a fight after school at 3 o'clock every Friday.
I got the vapors. I got the vapors. Where's my fan?
Oh, he wasn't done.
I'm sorry. Okay. He wasn't done. Yeah, here we go.
The House Ethics Committee and House Rules must expel Marjorie Taylor Greene when this evidence comes to light.
Yes.
Ho, go home. I am done with you. You are lukewarm. I am spitting you out of my mouth. You played me and no more. Everyone will know about your drunken nights because the consultants who have drunk with you will have to choose whether they fear me or whether they fear you. And they fear me, Marge. They fear me a lot more than they fear you.
Ho!
Go home.
Ho! Ho be gone! Ho be gone!
Ho! Ho!
You know what? That might make me change parties. Because I want to be down with that. Okay? I mean, because ain't nobody over at the Democrats calling nobody a hoe.
Well, that's, you know what? There are times for a feminist and more holistic and woke deconstruction of a comment, but this isn't one of them. Let's just let it stay.
Yeah, she put the hoe in holistic. What?
Look, I'm not here.
I'm writing that down.
To talk about her private life. Her private life is her private life.
Yeah, her private whoring is her private whoring. It's not subtle.
You know what? You know, and if she like to get wild in the sheets, that's her business. Okay.
Or at the CrossFit studio.
Yeah.
Wherever, CrossFit allegedly.
Studio.
Okay. Put the hoe in holistic, Stephanie. I've written it down.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome. Okay, also, is this the slow motion throwing of Kevin McCarthy under the bus by Trump? Has this begun? Trump has invoked Kevin McCarthy's attempt to censure him after the Capitol attack while trying to convince Republican holdouts to support him. Trump complained to some Republican lawmakers about McCarthy's push to censure him after the Capitol riot. He said, Kevin's not perfect, Trump has privately told lawmakers.
Okay.
It's the same way he described his NFT. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know if it's much of a prize, but it's what we got. Trump Mr. Trump has told him he views McCarthy as the only House Republican capable of winning enough votes to become Speaker. The same reason they say he backed McCarthy in the first place. When some have asked whether they should trust McCarthy, Trump has responded by saying they can vote him out if they want under the new powers that McCarthy has agreed to. Oh my God, they're all just so pathetic and desperate. Kevin's not perfect, but it's what we got.
That's the truth.
Yes.
That is the truth. Kevin McCarthy. They can't close the deal.
Yeah.
That is the truth. The truth is they can't close a deal. Not just with Kevin McCarthy, but anywhere.
Yep. I'm going to give you your joy back and give you a little more Hakeem, just because you deserve it. Yeah.
At the end of the day, all we are asking Republicans to do is to figure out a way for themselves to organize so the Congress can get together and do the business of the American people. Tip O'Neill got along with Ronald Reagan. Ted Kennedy got along with Orrin Hatch. Joe Biden got along with John McCain. Nancy Pelosi got along with John Boehner. Ruth Bader Ginsburg got along with Antonin Scalia. All we are asking is House Republicans to get along with each other.
What was the connective glue in all those things? Alcohol. They're just, I've said before, true. There needs to be more drinking.
There should be a bar.
It's a solution. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not a problem. It's a solution.
Hugh, the only thing missing from the show.
Hugh in Orlando. What is the Frangela rule at a sexy liberal meet and greet?
What? Three Chardonnays and a snack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bring me a snack every 3 to 4 glasses of Chardonnay.
Yep.
Hugh in Orlando. Hello, Hugh. You're on with Frangela.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Hey, I just wanted to say that the more I watch this clown show of the speaker election, the more I'm convinced that Marjorie Taylor Greene is a dominatrix, McCarthy is her sub, and he is into public humiliation.
All right.
Maybe. That's a really interesting analysis.
Yeah, maybe.
I believe Dana Bash said that yesterday, too.
Did she? Oh, getting saucy. She's getting saucy. No, she didn't. Okay.
Are you kidding me? Dana Bash is totally into Dom sub
totally
culture.
Totally saucy. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Have you seen John Cain?
Absolutely. He's a sub if I've ever seen one.
His eyelashes are disturbingly long.
Yeah,
they are very pretty. His eyelashes look
with
like
his tongue. He's licking the floor.
His eyelashes look like Clarice from the Rudolph Christmas special. They're very long. I've talked to him in person. He's delightful.
You can see that as he's licking the floor in front of Dana Bash.
Yes, Pete. What? Mm-hmm. Pete in Massachusetts. Dana, we're sorry. Pete in Massachusetts.
We know her boyfriend.
It's just the name that came up. It really.
Yeah, I'm friends with her boyfriend.
We know her boyfriend.
Hi, Pete.
Hey, Steph. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I was born in 1981, and I was thinking I could be the official Middle East guy.
Thank you. Frangel, we've decided this is the left-wing Mar-a-Lago. You must pay service to the big lie before you can speak to me. Then you can continue.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Thank you.
That's
yes, great. Mama, you are 41. And here's what I want to say.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Pete. Now you can say something else. Go ahead.
Yeah, all right. I have a major announcement here.
Okay.
Maura Healey was sworn in as governor in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she beat out one of these Trumper guys who was also beat out by Elizabeth Warren, I believe, in 2016. So just imagine how that guy's feeling, you know?
Pete, your
phone's
breaking up.
What's the word I want to say? Blows. Your phone blows. And sucks. Otherwise, you'd seem delightful.
It's a hamburger phone.
Yes. It's the hamburger's phone. Oh, I wanted to do this one real quick. I missed this with Glenn Kirshner. But Jack Smith on the anniversary of January 6th. Let's chop chop on a little justice. What do we say? The House Select Committee that investigated J6 released more documents to the DOJ and the public, and new questions are being raised about Trump's activities on that day. This is very Nixonian. There is an eight-hour gap, in this case an eight-hour mm-hmm. gap, when the Trump's phone calls were not logged, which could lead to a DOJ inquiry involving phone records, people known to have been in contact with him based on their own testimony.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing one thinks of is the Richard Nixon tapes, writes one university professor, the missing 18 minutes. It's never been resolved. Mm-hmm. Trump is now in the same boat. Similar to Nixon, there's ample evidence that Trump did indeed have damning conversations that aren't reflected in the official record with McCarthy, Jim Jordan, Tommy Tuberville, have all admitted to having phone conversations with him during the harrowing hours while the attack unfolded. Yet the White House switchboard typically used for official calls didn't reflect any of those calls. All you're left to surmise is that for nefarious reasons, this particular president didn't want any record kept. Yes, this is missing evidence of wrongdoing on the president's part. This would be part of the story. Why would he be hiding this? I know the answer, because he's a giant crook.
Yes.
As we said, Nixon is a president that became a criminal. Trump's a criminal that became president. So
there you go.
And
yeah, exactly.
But I have to hope that, you know, Glenn would say the part of the story is that there's other testimony. The people have already admitted to those phone calls. So there's got to be a record of them from their side, I would think, even if Trump's trying to hide them.
Well, and also what I really don't understand and that nobody ever really answered for me is when the Pentagon received the phone call to send out the National Guard and said no to the Capitol, to the captain of the Capitol Police.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
because they sent them out for far less.
Yeah.
Like, why? Why didn't our government respond? Who made the choice?
I know. Can I answer? No black people.
Please.
No black people. There were black people
that.
That's what
I need to know. I need to know, why did they allow?
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Like the Normandy invasion that they were ready for.
Oh, they've pre-torn up streets. Was it in Minneapolis? They jackhammered the streets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like to get ready to, so that in preparation for peaceful protests.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just don't understand why the Pentagon did not respond.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we will find out.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin in San Antonio, real quick. You're on with Frangela. Hey, Kev.
Greetings from San Antonio.
Greetings.
Typically, I'm always late in the conversation. Mm-hmm. You've already moved on to another topic, but. I had a suggestion for Kevin McCarthy. Maybe if he changed his name to Burden on Society, he actually might get the votes from the rest of the Republicans and and continue his reign on being a burden to society.
Hmm. That's a solid point.
Yeah.
If he wants Republican votes, he should change his name to Fetus.
Okay. That's funny. I see what you did there. Okay. That's 49 minutes. That was no put the hoe in holistic, was it, Angela?
No.
It was very dry. No, it was a very dry delivery.
I didn't write it down. Thank I didn't you. Write it down. Mm-hmm.
49 minutes after
ho,
the hour.
Go home.
I am home. I'm already home.
Oh, that's right.
I'm already home.
Oh, go home any day.
All right. 49 minutes after the hour. Back with the remaining moments of Fridays with Frangela on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574, 800-673-1574, 800-673-1574, that's 800-673-1574.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 68 children is diagnosed with autism. That's about a 30% increase in 2 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
If you're looking for the best all-you-can-eat buffet in town for only $1.99, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for juicy burgers, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for tender brisket and succulent ribs, come to Big Ed's Chow House. But if you're looking for Big Ed, don't come to Big Ed's Chow House. Big Ed passed away last week at the age of 47, leaving his wife and 3 children, struck down in his prime by the same disease that got his father. So he won't be around to take care of his family. And the sad part is it all could have been detected early with a simple test, but Big Ed didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical tests you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. Once again, that's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
Stephanie Miller. Diva.
Yeah, that's me. Diva. I am the diva. Diva. You better roll out the red carpet. Diva.
Wow.
Here I come.
That just screams whore go home. 54 minutes after the hour. Fridays with Frangela. So little time, so much criming. Trump loses again in yet another court fight over Mar-a-Lago's document scandal. Don't know when he's going to prison for that. New York judge considering new sanctions against three Trump law firms because of all that criming. Frangela, do you have new hope in 2023 that there will be justice at some point? And if so, which case do you think? First, or
it's been laid out. We can't Hansel and Gretel the breadcrumbs from the crime to the perpetrator any more than we have. Okay,
yeah.
So it's up to the justice departments all over this country,
yeah,
to bring these people to justice.
Yeah, I'm betting on the black lady in Georgia.
Those are the things I think we'll go through.
Yeah.
Georgia and New York. Like, I think that you know, where in, I just don't have a lot of confidence in the Justice Department.
Right.
We just have to keep demanding it, because I'm not willing to live in that world.
Yeah.
The world in which these people are not punished, that is not a reality that I am willing to live in.
Yeah, I think he's also already confessed to future criming that he will do should he be returned to the presidency. He delivered a pseudo-presidential address calling for military action against Mexican drug cartels. I don't think that's legal, military strikes, but okay. When I am president, he said, it will be the policy of our nation to take down cartels just as we took down ISIS. Unlike the situation where we're in today, we had a very, very strong border, blah, 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 blah. We'll show no mercy on the cartels, something, something. So, that was like he was giving a presidential address, because he is, what's the word, delusional.
Nothing.
Much like Carrie Lake, did you see this?
Yeah.
She just crowned herself the duly elected governor during a call in.
Who was full-blown crazy?
She said on some right-wing something, they had to pull out all the stops and do this in broad daylight so everyone saw it. Lake said, the way we get it changed is we get the real governor, the duly elected governor, myself, in here to work with lawmakers to change our laws, put some teeth in the laws. Frankly, we need to recall every one of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. So she lost her two appeals,
yes,
right? And then also the judge ordered her to cover Katie Hobbs' legal fees.
Right.
But
But I understand her perspective, because I'm the queen of Egypt every Saturday night.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. And for at least 7 to 15 minutes,
mm-hmm,
and I celebrate it. The people adorn me as their leader. They follow my dreams, my whims. So I understand her wanting to take her private time's adult fantasy public.
Sure.
I get it.
Sure. Okay.
But you know what? This is who these people are. This is all we can expect is more her.
Yep. Absolutely.
More and more and more. And what's going to happen is one day, one of those people will be successful.
Yes.
If we don't stop them now.
You are correct. Angela, I'm with you every day. I crown myself the 41-year-old empress of radio. Okay.
And that's true. You are 41 and holding.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Deb in Connecticut, you're on with Frangela.
Hi. I wanted to just touch on the Damar Hamlin injury again. As a rabid football fan, I don't like seeing that injury tied into the violence of the game. Several cardiologists this past week have stated that this injury is seen more in baseball.
Go ahead.
I've heard that it's a high projectile injury that happened with the guy, the hockey player,
hockey player
who got hit in the chest with the puck.
Yeah.
You've seen him around. I've heard that it's a freak accident. But the reality is these injuries happen.
Yes.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis,
you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and WFHR, Services Administration.
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.